Now, that was the ad that a church in Norwich put out in 2014, inviting people to their Christmas services. If you think it seems vaguely familiar, it was actually a skit on the John Lewis advert that year, which featured the little boy and his penguin Monty. Do you remember that? And it had that same song by Tom Odell, Real Love. And at the end of the John Lewis advert, just like there, that we discover that the kind of live animal, the penguin or the tiger, actually wasn't a real penguin or a tiger. Not that I think you were fooled by that tiger. That was actually the little boy's soft toy. And under the Christmas tree in the John Lewis ad, there was a girl penguin toy for Monty to fall in love with. And the tagline, which came up there, do you remember this advert? Yeah, maybe as I'm speaking, you're thinking, oh yeah, right, I remember that one. And the tagline was, give someone this Christmas, someone the Christmas they've been dreaming of. Now, Christmas adverts have become quite a thing, haven't they? I think in recent years, Christmas adverts, they're kind of hotly anticipated. And the John Lewis advert has really kind of set the bar. And that's the one that all the other ad agencies are trying to compete with, because the John Lewis ads have become a firm favourite. They're the ones to beat. Don't know about you, but if you've seen the John Lewis advert this year, people seen this year's John Lewis advert, I feel it's a little bit disappointing. Maybe that's just me. It's the one with the
the little girl's brilliant.
Oh, the little girl's brilliant. Yeah. Don't want to get into a fight about our favourite adverts. The little girl's brilliant. It's the one with the dragon. Yeah. Yeah, and I can't help this feeling or something like that. Is that the right one? Personally, I think it's a little bit disappointing. It's maybe not as good as Monty the Penguin, or the boxer dog? What was that one? Buster, the boxer dog and the trampoline. That was a John Lewis advert a couple of years ago. So I don't think it's maybe not up there, but it's still a good advert. But all the Christmas adverts, they tend to tell a story now, don't they? They're really quite elaborate. And many of this year's adverts, or many Christmas adverts, they really play on nostalgia, don't they, of Christmases gone by. Have you seen the Tesco advert, which is kind of like a time-travelling one, a bit like a Back to the Future one or a Doctor Who one where the delivery guy goes backwards and forwards in time? And the Sainsbury's advert, if you've seen it, that's pure Charles Dickens. It's got orphans, it's got a Fagin character, it's got the kind benefactor, it's got chimney sweeps, it's got everything that you'd find in a Dickens story. And if it's not nostalgia, then Christmas ads, they really play on our sense of what a perfect Christmas is. They're all sparkly and they're all smiles and everyone gets perfect presents. They have perfect children. They have perfect food. They have perfect families, perfect homes. Most of them involve snow, because we still are all dreaming, aren't we? Who got really excited when they opened the curtains this morning? Yes! There was some snow! I mean, it was only about, oh, I don't know, a millimetre, but nonetheless, there was snow, because we all continue to dream of that white Christmas. But all these ads are also quite sentimental, aren't they? They're all about creating warm and cosy, nostalgic feelings and conjuring images of Christmas that, quite frankly, they only really exist in our imaginations. I hope that you really do have an absolutely wonderful Christmas. But a wonderful Christmas, not a perfect Christmas. A wonderful Christmas, not a perfect one. Not one like the ads with their kind of those unreachable standards, but one in which you know the hope and the joy and the peace of Jesus Christ. For many people, Christmas will be a happy time with special food and presents, a time with family and friends, and some of us mentioned those as being the best things about Christmas. But for some, it will be a difficult time, as they carry on with particular sadnesses and suffering. And looking at the kind of Christmases that are projected onto our screens, I think can only compound that sense of sadness. But you see, we shouldn't judge our Christmas and the kind of Christmas that we're looking forward to with those on the adverts. Rather, we should compare them with the good news of the gospel. Because Christians believe that God has actually given us already the perfect Christmas. Not because it looks and it tastes wonderful, but because of the amazing truth that at Christmas we celebrate God entering our dark and our broken and our empty world through the birth of Jesus. That by taking upon himself all that it means to be human, God mends and heals our world from the inside out. The strapline of this year's John Lewis's ad is, do you know what it is? Do you know what the strapline to this year's John Lewis's ad? The marketing people will be sitting there with their pencils thinking, did we get the message across? Resounding no. So the strapline for this year's John Lewis ad, the one with Edgar, is show them how much you care. Show them how much you care. Christmas shows us just how much God cares. He cares enough to give up the rights and privileges of being divine, what it means to be God, and he enters our world to live and to die as a human being. The moment of being born in the stable as a baby is the moment that God embraces not just life, but death. Embracing our humanity only means one thing. It means at some point, death. And God embraces that so that he can change it and make it different for all of us. God in Jesus, he trades the splendors of heaven for the stark simplicity of a manger. He trades immortality for a slow and cruel death on a cross. Now think back to that reading which Maddie read us from the Bible. It was written by a man called Luke, and Luke is one of the four eyewitness accounts of Jesus Christ. And Luke writes, just before the bit that we heard, Mary has learnt that she is to have a baby. She's going to have a baby who will be called the Son of God and will be a king. Now, generally being told that you're going to have a baby is pretty good news. It can be a bit of a shock, but generally it's good news. And we might think that to be chosen by God to bear his son was pretty good news. But this is actually difficult news for Mary, because Mary isn't married, Mary is betrothed, and to discover at this point in her life that she is pregnant, she faces rejection, she faces shame and ruin. And she may well have dreamed of the day that she would get married and have children, but it wouldn't have been like this. This is not how Mary imagined it was going to be. What would she say to her parents? What was she going to say to Joseph? What would the neighbours think? What would the religious authorities think? Which took quite a dim view, very dim view indeed, of babies being born or being conceived out of marriage. And yet, despite the difficulty of her situation, Mary praises God. And that's part of what we had read tonight. Despite her difficult situation, Mary sings this wonderful song of praise. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. Or as a contemporary reimagining of Mary's words puts it, I'm bursting with God news. I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Saviour God. God took one good look at me and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. Mary praises in the midst of a less than perfect situation. She trusts herself to God's good purposes. And I pray that this Christmas we might do the same, that whatever our current circumstances, we too might find our hearts bursting with the joy and praise of Christmas, not because we've got the perfect Christmas that the adverts show on our screens, but because we have the perfect Christmas which God has given us in Jesus, which offers each and every one of us joy and hope and peace. If you've enjoyed tonight's service, then as I said at the start, and I'll probably remind you at the end, but never mind, then we'd love you to come back to our carol services next weekend. We've got one in the morning and the evening, and then our Christmas services. You can pick up a leaflet with details of all that's going on next week at the back of church. But if you can't come next week, I'd love you to take one of these leaflets, which is about our next Tri-Church, our next Invitation Sunday, which is January the 12th.